Two boards, two field goals for Dominic Rosenthal. 8-6.
That was a nice drive by John Brandle to set that whole thing up.
Morneau in trouble and stolen by Jeffrey Wright, and now we have a whistle. This will go against John Messing. This is the first team foul for the Hatchets and the first against John Messing. 4.5 to play in the first quarter. Rosenthal inbounds to Matt Mychek. 6-8, Ubley trails by 2 points. They're on offense. John Brandle goes down to the baseline, blows past Morneau, puts the shot up, no good. Rebound still loose, out of bounds. Last touch by Drapeski. Bad Axe ball.
Now, if you're Bad Axe, you really have got to go ahead and make good on these opportunities right now. The mere fact is you allow the Bearcats to stick around, it's just going to make them that much stronger, believe me.
Martin Messing, top of the key to the left wing to Messing. Into the corner for Morneau. He got it. Tommy Morneau with 5 points. That's the lead as well for the Hatchets, leading 11-6 over Ubley. Matt Mychek to Drapeski in the left corner. Back out to Brandle to the right wing. Jeffrey Wright dribbles to the left wing. Feeds into Rosenthal in the lane. Traffic of galore. Drapeski puts up the bunny in for two. Drapeski cuts it back down to a three-point lead, 11-8 for the Hatchets. Bad Axe moving right to left across your radio. Left wing into the corner, Morneau once again. Martin Messing, left wing, skip pass to the right wing, down to Sutton, right block. Spins and moves to the lane. Good post work from Andrew Sutton, and he's rewarded with 2 points. 5-point lead, 13-8, 3:24 left in the first quarter. Jeffrey Wright for Ubley. At the right wing, gives it back to John Brandle, who's now Matt Mychek replaces. Right elbow, Dominic Rosenthal, and he passed that one out of bounds. The second turnover for the Hatchets tonight, or for the Bearcats tonight.
Yeah, that was an unforced error, too, and that's unlike the Bearcats. I really like the way they're playing right now. They've been playing with a purpose, taking time off the clock for every possession, making that good 3, 4, 5 passes and everything, finding the open man. But they do find themselves on the down stick of the 13-8 score right now.
Mason Krug sits down. He's replaced by Clark Brady. Trevor Drapeski and Dominic Rosenthal sit down for Ubley, and Cole Mychek and Anthony Sweeney check in. Right wing, Martin Messing down to Andrew Sutton against the much shorter Sweeney, and he makes him count. Andrew Sutton now with 6 points. Bad Axe out to their largest lead so far at 7.
Ubley got out of the 1-3-1, went to the 2-3 zone, and I got a feeling they might want to go back.
And this is another pass that goes out of bounds. John Brandle was at the top of the key trying to pass to the right wing. And same exact as the last time, and we have a 30-second timeout by Gus Recker. Bad Axe 15, Ubley 8.
Home heating prices got you down? Well, did you know that Kohler Propane allows you to control the cost of your home heating bill? That's right. Kohler Propane offers a price cap that guarantees your propane costs won't go above a specific price per gallon. If you've been suffering the wrath of outrageous home heating prices with the other guys, it's time you made a call to Kohler Propane, your local propane provider, serving the entire Thumb area from Bad Axe, Brown City, and Memphis. Call toll-free 1-888-950-7975. Remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's.
Coming out of the timeout, Bad Axe is on offense, leading 15-8 over the Ubley Bearcats. To John Messing, right wing, back up to the high top of the key at midcourt. Now hands it off to Morneau.
Man-to-man defense.
Matt Mychek going in. Tommy Morneau loses it and brought in by Sweeney. That is a rare turnover by Tommy Morneau.
Well, I knew Gus Recker was going to change his defense. Didn't know what. Man-to-man. Ubley's on the attack right now. Matt Mychek on the top.
John Brandle at the elbow into the corner to Matt Mychek. High post, dribbling down the left block, down to Jeffrey Wright, underneath the defense and in for 2 points. 15-10, Bad Axe now leads by 5. Bad Axe is Martin Messing in the left wing, dribbling against Anthony Sweeney, back out to John Messing, back to Martin. Clark Brady at the left block, kicks it into the corner to Martin Messing, back into Brady. And another turnover, Anthony Sweeney scoops it up. Two turnovers for the Hatchets, now Ubley with three. Left wing, Matt Mychek, and this one's gonna nearly go out of bounds, but John Brandle, the speedster, is able to save it. Anthony Sweeney, nearly at midcourt, dribbling at the top of the key. Minute 25 left in the first. Jeffrey Wright launches a three off the mark. Rebound, Cole Mychek keeps the possession alive. And he snaps this one in the corner, football style, and this goes out of bounds. The intention was there, but did not work.
If he would have completed that pass, I was thinking, whoa, that was quite a possession.
Minute 14 left in the first, 15-10. Mad Axe leads by five on offense. Martin Messing, left wing for the Hatchets, dribbles back up to the top. Hands it off to Tommy Morneau. Ubley in their man-to-man defense for the most part. Andrew Sutton, and he traveled with it. Got the ball in between the high and low post, and he shuffled his feet before taking it up for travel. Trevor Drapeski checks back into the game, replaces John Brandle. Mason Kurd checking back in for the Hatchets, and will replace Clark Brady.
This game has settled into its own tempo right now. It didn't take them long to get into it. And so expect the same style of play throughout the entire game. Ubley is on the attack right now with Matt Mychek over to Brandon Sweeney.
48 seconds left in the first quarter. Bad Axe 15, Ubley 10. Jeffrey Wright feeds it into the left corner to Anthony Sweeney, being guarded by Tommy Morneau. Trapeski to Jeffrey Wright, left wing, down to the baseline, pulls up, jump shot, off the mark, rebound, Tommy Morneau. Here come the Hatchets. Just their second rebound tonight. John Messing takes a three, and he is fouled. The sophomore Matt Mychek to blame for that. And they will go to the line for three shots. John Messing at the free throw line.
That's what you want if you're Bad Axe. Get your one of your best three-point shooters on the foul line for three shots. Nice practice.
27 seconds left in the first quarter, and the first free throw in and out, no good. Score remains Bad Axe 15, Ubley 10.
John is a 67% free throw shooting percentage right now.
John Messing's second free throw is good. Lead out to six now, 16-10. And it is up and is no good. Rebound though, Mason Crew.
Mason really went up there for it.
Sutton takes the jump shot from the elbow, and we have a whistle away from the ball, and this goes against Bad Axe. And this will be against Mason Krug.
How do you like that?
His first team second. Oh. 20 seconds left in the first quarter, a six-point ball game, 16-10, Bad Axe leading Ubley. Bearcats on offense to the left corner. To Drapeski, against Mason Kurd, deep into the corner. Now Matt Mychek, 8 seconds remain. Back up to Cole Mychek. Jeffrey Wright, 4 seconds, pulls up NBA range three, off the mark, barely. Anthony Sweeney gets the rebound, puts that up, no good. We have reached the end of the first quarter. Bad Axe leading by six, 16-10 on the WLAW Sports Network.
Welcome to everybody's favorite game show. What would you do for $25? Today's contestant, Jeff Jefferson, is ready to play, and round one starts now. So, Jeff, for $25, would you eat 25 grasshoppers?
I'm gonna pass.
Oh, too bad. How about clean 25 bathrooms, pet 25 tarantulas, watch 25 episodes of Jersey Shore?
I think I'll pass, pass, and definitely pass.
Oh my, all rounds are over and no money made at all tonight. Tell the folks at home, Jeff, why so picky?
I made $25 way easier than that at Thumb Cellular. Thumb Cellular is kicking off their 25th year. And when I signed up for service, I received $25 off my bill, 25 bonus gigs, 25% off select accessories, and they even offer another $25 in discounts on purchased phones. I actually saved even more by going with the new Samsung Galaxy Core Prime, which was free when I signed up. Way easier than eating bugs or cleaning toilets, don't you think?
Easier than hosting this show, too. That's all the time we have, folks. If you need me, I'll be at Thumb Cellular and Bad Axe, Carroll Pigeon, and Sandusky. Terms of service apply.
Oh, And on to the second quarter. Bannack's leading by six possessions.